So I'm here with Michael Cohn with Slider Studio. Hello.
Hello.
We've just been doing a You Can Plan, a workshop this afternoon in Birmingham. And just to kind of set us up with a bit of game storming, as you called it, you gave a very kind of simple and to the point explanation of neighbourhood planning and the new process that's coming in. Could you just go through that again?
Okay, so we've been looking at the process, breaking that down into five discrete stages. The first stage is, we call it startup, and that's where the neighbourhood areas and the forums are defined and accepted by the local authority as, okay, you can now actually become a neighbourhood forum and move to making your own plan. So the second stage is plan preparation. And that's really all about making the types of documents and drawings and stories and collecting your vision for the development in the local area. That plan has to conform to a wider policy, because it will be submitted for examination, which is the third stage. Mm. Examination really checks that there's nothing in that plan which contradicts existing policy. But if you can get past the examination, which is a third party coming in and checking like for like, then you can take your plan to a referendum, which the local authority will pay for. Mm-hmm. The referendum then really looks for validation from the local community. Do you want to accept this plan? If you do, and if you do means 51% of those turn out and say, yes, we want this, then it can be adopted. It means it becomes local policy, and you're moving into a stage where you can actually action that.
Okay. Just to go right back to the beginning again, so being accepted as a neighbourhood forum by your local authority, what would you need to do to get to that stage?
Well, that's up for discussion and debate, and not really clear. We're not the local authority, so we are talking to different authorities about how they might go around doing that. There does need to be, in the bill, there does need to be 21 people minimum local residents. There's also scope for businesses to become involved in the process. But you can't just sit around and say, oh, we're the neighbourhood forum. You have to apply. So the local authority, you're going to make an application process to recognise you, to recognise your mandate to carry forward in that area. And so it's really important that local communities are able to work with each other, but also with their neighbours. There's the question about how neighbouring neighbourhoods come together, and issues of how big is the boundary, where does it start, where does it stop. But if you can actually define that group of people who are resident in the area, and they have a will to go through this process, which is, you know, this is going to take a year and a half, 2 years to do it, then the local authority will support you in doing it.
Okay, and we've just been discussing today different web tools that might support a local community wanting to do this. So there's a lot of kind of post-it notes here with things like Second Life, OpenStreetMap, Google Docs. But it's mainly how can they support an open discussion, really, isn't
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely. I mean, the simplest website is a good start. We see a need in all kinds of community-led planning, neighbourhood planning, to up the ante in communications. It becomes actually better for everybody, because you're making your process more transparent, you're marketing the opportunity to your neighbours to get involved, to help contribute to the ideas, contribute to the plan in its formation. And by the time you get to a referendum, you should be in a pretty good shape to have your plan supported, if you've been using these tools in a proactive way, taking advantage of the free tools that are out there, taking advantage of the collaboration tools that are out there. It should just help you. So we've been looking to work with different stakeholders in the process to see how they actually have a role to play and where they might actually benefit from using web in a smart way.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Cheers. And thanks this afternoon.